The following podcast contains advertising. To access an ad-free version of the Lawfare podcast, become a material supporter of Lawfare at patreon.com/lawfare. That's patreon.com/lawfare. Also, check out Lawfare's other podcast offerings, Rational Security, Chatter, Lawfare No Bull, and The Aftermath.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Benjamin Wittes, and this is the Lawfare Podcast Shorts, an update on the Oath Keepers trial with Roger Parloff, who has been covering it for Lawfare. Roger, it's been a week since we did our last Oath Keepers trial update. What's been happening in the courtroom?
Yes, I think we might be halfway through the prosecution's case at this point. They predicted about 3 weeks. We've been through 2 weeks, although with two vacation days. And we've seen nine more witnesses since we last talked, eight of them FBI agents, or in one case, an FBI liaison. He works for Capitol Police. I think that sort of says it all. It's been mainly documentary evidence, signal chat, some letters, some previously recorded videos by Rhodes, a lot of documents so far. We had one new, the four sort of non-FBI fact witnesses have all been associated with Oath Keepers, and we heard from one of those since we last talked.
And have there been any surprises in the prosecution's case, or is it much what you would expect given the text of the indictment?
I think it's pretty much what was foreshadowed by all of the indictments and the filings so far. These Oath Keeper witnesses so far are not the marquee ones. They're not the people that pled guilty that were expecting to have a lot of vivid and interesting and hopefully new information. The latest one was sort of interesting. He was really walking a line. You almost wondered why he hadn't taken the fifth. He hasn't been charged, but he's walking a line. His name is Cummings, and Terry Cummings, and he did come to January 6th. He's a low-level guy. He came with one of the defendants, Ken Harrelson, and with a guy named Jason Dolan, who pled guilty. And he brought a firearm. He checked the firearm with the Comfort Inn Hotel in Virginia, the QRF, the Quick Reactionary Force. And then he came in on January 6th. And he says, they were supposed to be on a security detail for a Latina woman, and he doesn't know her name. And then when they saw the rioting, they left her with one Oath Keeper and continued toward the Capitol. And then he heard Kelly Meggs, one of the defendants, say that the Capitol had been breached, and then Meggs brought up whether they should go inside the Capitol. And at that point, and Meggs was going to speak to somebody else, and Cummings said he didn't know who, but obviously it would have to be Rhodes, to see whether he should go in the Capitol. And at that point, Cummings decided to go to a porta potty. He needed to go to the bathroom. And when he got out, the others were gone. And then later he rejoined them, and sure enough, they had gone into the Capitol in the meantime. So he was obviously, he said some things that were helpful to the government, but he was obviously not their, you know, enthusiastic witness. And in fact, he's contributed to the defense funds of Harrelson and Meigs, two of the defendants. So he also provided helpful testimony to the defendants in terms of talking about how the Oath Keepers, you know, he joined them in order to fight Antifa and what a menace Antifa and BLM were during that period. And he does believe the election was stolen.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Lawfare listeners, Ben Wittes here. I want to tell you about the first time I got a report from the folks at Delete Me. It was shortly after I started using the service back in 2022, and they sent me their first privacy report. I have since gotten 8 others, and it contained some shocking information. They had removed my data from 56 separate data brokers, that this had included 133 separate records, including 621 individual pieces of personal information. The data broker with the most information about me was a company I'd never heard of called People by Name. And here's the thing. Since then, every couple of months, I've gotten another privacy report from Delete Me, and it always contains more information that they have removed from the data brokers about me. In the second report, they informed me they had removed my stuff from 41 data brokers, and that the one with the most information about me was called Hleck. I have no idea what Hleck is. So the other day, I got my latest report, and it includes 15 more data brokers with my personal information, 113 pieces of personally identifiable information. Big culprit this time is something called My Life. Well, I want to tell you that they don't have My Life anymore. And that is why I recommend Delete Me. As this little anecdote shows, there's a lot of my data out there, and these companies keep acquiring it and making it available to anybody who can pay. And I have slept a little bit more easily ever since I found a solution to this problem. And I want to stress, as I do every time, that I started using this before Delete Me started advertising with Lawfare. Delete Me finds and removes any personal information you don't want online, and make sure it stays off. And that's the point of this little story, that, you know, they keep coming back. You can get it removed once, but they'll put it back, and then Delete Me comes and takes it off again. It's a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential identity theft, doxing, and phishing scams. Delete Me sends you regular personalized privacy reports, just like the ones I've been describing, showing what info they found where they found it, and what they removed. And critically, as this story reflects, it isn't just a one-time service. It's always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you don't want on the internet. It does all the hard work of wiping you and your family's personal information off the web. Data brokers hate Delete Me, which is why I like it. Your profile is no longer theirs to sell. So take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/lawfare20 and use promo code lawfare20 at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/lawfare20 and enter code lawfare20 at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/lawfare20, code lawfare20. So what have we learned so far about the defense? The defense hasn't presented any of its case yet, but it has had the opportunity to cross-examine these various witnesses as they've come forward. Can we get a sense of what the defense of these various defendants, particularly Elmer Stewart Rhodes, is going to look like?
Yeah, we are beginning to get glimpses. It's easier to tell what the defenses of the non-Elmer Stewart Rhodes defendants are. I guess with all of them, a defense is going to be that, you know, we've looked at, obviously the FBI has looked at tens of thousands of Signal messages, and they have not found a sort of a smoking gun that says, here's the plan to breach the Capitol on January 6th. So there's nothing like that. And so that's a hurdle.
And just when you say it's a hurdle, you mean in the sense that if a seditious conspiracy is supposed to be a conspiracy to defy the lawful authority of the United States and obstruct its proceedings, presumably the absence of a grand master plan to enter the Capitol and obstruct the proceedings is something that the prosecution has to establish a conspiracy in light of that, despite that absence. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you want to go beyond revolutionary bluster, I think, because there's almost a sense here. I mean, I could see somebody, a juror like me, for instance, thinking, you know, these are sort of deranged big talkers, but were they really going to do something? And without that specific plan, you sort of wonder about it. It's almost like a dog that chases a car and then catches it and doesn't know what to do. You know, there they were, they'd been talking big for 3 months and somebody has breached the Capitol. You sort of have to go in. And that's, I don't know if that's seditious conspiracy.
So you mean they could be, just to nail it down, they could have talked like there was a plan and actually breached the Capitol like there was a plan, all without a plan.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, obviously, I think there is an agreement to go in the Capitol. And I think that gets you a corrupt obstruction of an official proceeding. But I don't know if it's one and the same as all of this revolutionary bluster we're seeing beforehand.
Now, are there lesser included charges? I mean, if a juror comes away, or the jury comes away saying, all right, look, they clearly went in, they clearly agreed to go in, that's some kind of conspiracy, but I don't connect it necessarily to the revolutionary bluster from before, or as the government is presumably going to show, from after. So is there some kind of lesser included conspiracy that they could find?
Yes, they're charged with three different conspiracies. The second, is, besides seditious conspiracy, is conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding. And that's a 15-year felony. That's the main felony that's being used against, you know, I think close to 300 other January 6th defendants. They've also charged 18 U.S.C. Section 372, which is the criminal Ku Klux Klan Act conspiracy, which is a conspiracy to prevent federal officers from doing their jobs, and in this case, congressman. So there's also sort of conventional obstruction of justice charges for destroying evidence. So yeah, there are other charges. They didn't charge them with misdemeanors, the usual underlying misdemeanors, entering and remaining in a restricted zone, because I think, you know, they really don't want to come away with a misdemeanor in this case.
We are going to leave it there. Roger, we will catch up with you again next week.
Great. Thanks.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.